From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Kremlin is denouncing as baseless and amateurish U.S. intelligence claims it meddled in the U.S. presidential election to help Donald Trump win a four-year term in the White House. Moscow's response to the U.S. report came a day after President Obama said in an interview with ABC News that he ordered the intelligence assessment to make sure that we understand this is something that Putin has been doing for quite some time in Europe, initially in the former satellite states where there are a lot of Russian speakers, but increasingly in Western democracies. Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell is telling Democrats to grow up and not put up any roadblocks to confirmation hearings for President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks. At least seven Trump cabinet nominees are expected to appear before Senate committees this week. Some of Trump's cabinet choices are billionaires with vast financial holdings, and some Democrats say they have not been fully vetted. Secretary of State John Kerry, in one of his final speeches, spoke Monday at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology on the subject of climate change, innovation, and the global transition to a clean energy future. As VOA's Jeff Custer reports from Washington, Kerry opened his remarks by citing the overwhelming evidence that climate change is in fact happening now.
Kerry said the last two decades were the hottest in history, with glaciers melting at unprecedented rates, sea levels rising, and storms increasing in intensity. But much of his speech focused on the economic opportunity that climate change presents. Kerry said more people are now employed by the U.S. renewable energy sector than by the oil and gas or coal industries. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.